Hi, it's Pete Savage from International Freelancers Academy, and today I want to talk to you about how a jigsaw puzzle can help you get more done. And this visual that I want to take you through today is responsible for totally changing the course of my productivity. And I don't know about you, but there was a time when I would look at really accomplished and successful people in the business world or in the arts, and maybe reading a biography of them and wondering, how did they find the time to get so much accomplished? They just seemed to be super productive. They seemed to have the keys to productivity. And then at some point, I just realized that, wait a minute, it wasn't so much about the fact that they found more hours in the day to cram more stuff in, but that they actually got really good at focusing on the most important things to do and carving out time for those things and then saying no to other things. Now, what that essentially leads to is the understanding that we have a finite amount of time in which to do anything. There's only 24 hours in a day, and we all are given the same amount of time. What's important is how we use it. Now, you've heard all that before, but I just want to present to you a visual that might change the way you keep track of your priorities or decide how it is you spend your time. Picture the capacity of your work life as a jigsaw puzzle. And I want to show you this visual example here. A year or so ago, there was a jigsaw puzzle visual that I started to put together to help me take a look at some of the major projects that I had on my plate at the time. And I won't go through all of the projects here, but I want to call your attention to number 4 on this 6-piece jigsaw puzzle here, which is Write the Wealthy Freelancer Book Proposal. This is kind of what my jigsaw puzzle looked like, representing my major work projects at the time before our book proposal for the Wealthy Freelancer was accepted. So one of my 6 major projects was to sit down with Steve and Ed and over the course of a few months put together a book proposal. So that was required a certain amount of work. It was quickly picked up, and suddenly we were faced with a deal of writing a book. So the assignment, at least on my list of major projects, went from write TWF book proposal to write the Wealthy Freelancer book. And you can imagine the difference in terms of the time demand that something like that would entail. And so in the past, what I would have done is just added write the book to my long list of projects. In the past, what I did was I kept track of projects on basically a list, but there was no end to the list. A list can be as long as you need the list to be. And that's where I think a lot of people run into trouble. They just add more assignments, they just add more projects into their scope of their work life, and then the anxiety and the frustration and the lack of productivity sets in when they just find that they can't give the right amount of attention to the major projects that they've identified. So back to the puzzle that you're looking at here, what I found I had to do once the book proposal project turned into the writing of the actual book was I had to take a good look at my current jigsaw puzzle and say, you know what, one of these pieces is going to have to come out. I'm going to have to make room for what's turning into a larger project. And so what I had to do was remove that from my list of projects. And so what ended up happening was my jigsaw puzzle then moved from 6 pieces to 5 pieces. And you can see there, piece number 4, Write the Wealthy Freelancer Book, essentially takes up 2 spaces. Now, of course, there's no exact science here with this particular illustration, but what this does do is it allows you to see that there's a finite amount of space in a jigsaw puzzle. Provided you're not getting in the habit of letting other people down, you should be consistently reevaluating your major projects list, or in this case, your jigsaw puzzle visual. Now, I want to challenge you a little bit by giving you an assignment. Number 1 is to map your list of major projects out on paper. And you can define major projects however you like. Maybe you'll have 4 major projects going on in your work life right now. Maybe you'll have a dozen. It doesn't really matter how many you have. I just want you to get them down on paper and kind of map them out a little bit apart. So, you know, in this visual that you see here, write number one over in the top left corner and leave a little bit of room for number two. And then make a jigsaw puzzle out of that map. And it doesn't have to be a nice looking or fancy jigsaw puzzle. That's just one example of the visual. You can use a simple system of boxes. But understand that when you've got all your major projects mapped out and each of them are in their own box, that is your plate, essentially. And then take a look at that plate and ask yourself, do all of these items really need to be on there, or can I move some away? So basically, I want you to create your own jigsaw puzzle and tweak it a little bit, and then keep it. Once you're comfortable with how it looks, keep that. Hang it up in your office. Create a nice visual for yourself that represents your major projects. And then every few weeks or every month, take a look at that and make some decisions as to how you might need to adjust it. But if you use this simple visual technique to give yourself a visual snapshot of the major projects that are going on in your work life, suddenly this takes on a whole new meaning versus a list. Remember what we said earlier was that a list can easily just have another item added onto it, and another item added onto it, and another item added onto it. But when an opportunity comes along for you, you can now take a quick look at your own jigsaw puzzle and say, where does this fit in relation to my puzzle, and are there any other pieces that I can pull out so that I can do a great job executing all the major projects in my workload on a consistent basis? This has been Pete Savage with International Freelancers Academy. Thanks for watching this training episode, and I wish you a great day.